Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh boy, true crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host, I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Everyone on Nancy Guthrie, who was kidnapped exactly 6 months ago. Everyone, there was breaking news, as many of you have already seen last night. Jesse Weber, myself, and Brian Inton really broke down what's been being said pretty much in a nutshell. Hope you can catch that if they've released it on YouTube or something like that. I'll also have a short of it coming up today. But it's, in a sense, nothing we didn't know because of all the leaked information that has been given by the different people who have seen the notes, TMZ, Brittany Whitley. Many people have come forward. So it's not that it was completely unknown what was in the notes, but I think for us to see them, and I'm going to read them here and also go through the press release. They're very, very short. I'm going to put them up one at a time. Here we go. This is number one, and I'm going to read it from my phone because it's difficult for me to see that teeny print there in the distance. So let me read it from here. Hello, Savannah, comma, capital, we have your mother, Nancy. Okay. Well, I'm going to read it all and then I'll break it down a little bit. She will be held for ransom, and once payment is received, she will be released unharmed. We will be holding her for a maximum of 7 days. You will need to send Bitcoin in the amount of 4 million USD before 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 5th. If payment is not received, the ransom will be increased to 6 million USD, which will need to be paid by 5 p.m. on Monday, the 5th. Once payment is received to the Bitcoin address below, she will be released within 12 hours of deposit to a safe drop-off location back in Tucson. If payment is not received by the last deadline on Monday the 9th at 5 p.m., she will be killed. Your mother is aware of this and her life is in your hands. It is in the best interest of everyone to have this completed as soon as possible. You will not be able to contact me here from here on out. There will be no negotiation. Do not play games. Law enforcement will not be able to help you. She had a white watch on the floor of the foot of her bed, and a white floodlight in the backyard was destroyed. Now, we have been talking about these notes for months since this happened. This note was sent on the 2nd of February. For a long time, people said, hey, listen, this is not real because it didn't come in timely. People said, oh, it's not real because this isn't really a kidnapping. People said it's not real because the family's behind it. It's all Annie and Tommaso. This is just a big fake. People said this note, these two notes, were not real because, what was that outlet? It wasn't Reddit. If you have it in chat, it was another news outlet. I forget the name of that one. I never use it. But because they said it wasn't real. You guys, if I can make anything clear that I'm very sure about it, and I've said this from day one, these notes are real. The FBI believes they're real. There is no way the FBI is going to torture this family and put them through making these pleas, There's no way they're going to pull resources from the behavioral analysis unit. There is no way that the FBI is going to put the vast resources they did into these notes if they did not believe they're real. Now, could the FBI be wrong? It's possible. They believe this. Look at that last line. No one could know where in that house exactly that note was. You can't see that on Google Maps. People have said, well, you could see it on Google Maps, the broken floodlight. I never saw that. I never saw a reporter shine in on that floodlight in advance of the 2nd of February. Think about this. In advance of the 2nd of February, there was no footage of this, everyone. Certainly, they weren't inside the house with exactly where her smartwatch was. That's why the FBI knew this was real. That's why they had everybody come in. I so respect my counterparts. Go back and look what people's narratives have been. Mine has been this been a kidnapping for ransom. It went wrong because she died and the first two notes were real. Tickle the wire. That has been, hasn't changed. I know I might be out on a limb compared to everyone else. This isn't Annie and Tommaso. I'm out there with that. If I end up being wrong, all I care is that this crime is solved. But to be clear, with the perspective from day one, kidnap for ransom, it all went wrong because she died early. These notes are real. But let's go through a little bit of this language. I'm also on the record saying that this is AI crap. Hello, Savannah. Again, familiar. Who says that? Hello, Savannah. Hello. Like, hello. It's time to go to lunch. Hello, everyone out there. Hello. We've got your mom and we've kidnapped her. So odd. Also, mother. She didn't call her mom mother. I've heard mommy. I've heard mom. This person isn't close enough to know exactly the relationship. She is safe but scared. A little awkward, but okay. She will be held for ransom, and once payment is received, she will be released unharmed. We will be holding her for a maximum of 7 days. Who puts that timeline there? Obviously, it was for the emergency of it all so that they would act. But it's awkward, just awkwardly written, like from a computer, not from the heart, not from a normal logical line of thinking. That's how I see it. You will need to send Bitcoin in the amount of $4 million USD. Okay. USD, everyone. USD. No one in the US says USD. When have you ever seen anyone say USD? Only if they're foreign. Because what are we talking about then? Rubles? Swiss francs? The euro? No. Everyone knows United States dollar because you're in the U.S. We don't ever caveat. But I tell you, people foreign will caveat USD because there are so many other currencies that exist. It's just for us, we focus on the American dollar. But in other places, you have to designate that. They designated that. Foreign person prompting AI. That's what I think. Could be wrong. That's what this shouts out to me. Before 5 p.m. on Thursday the 5th, if payments not received, the ransom will be increased to 6 million USD, awkward, which will need to be paid on 5 by 5 p.m. on Monday the 9th. You see these sentence structures, Monday the 9th, Thursday the 5th? This is AI.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All you have to do is prompt it and run it through an AI database, and you will see something similar be spit out. Jesse asked me last night, and I kind of misunderstood him, but he was trying to say, can they look at Google and look at anybody, or not even Google, Claude, there's a whole bunch of them out there. Can they see if this question was ever asked? And they can. Sure, they 100% can. It should be still there. And if they did that on the, you know, first, on the best one to do it is when with note two. Yes, of course they can. It can you imagine everything it's looking through? It can be done. It can be accessed. It's going to take a long time. And typically you do that after you know who it is. Then you can look at their Google and do Google it, and you're way narrowed down rather than Googling millions and millions and millions of people. Are they doing it? I don't know. I can tell you they're working with Google to figure out if there's some way to narrow down search parameters, especially with the second note, which would have had to have been done on the third, fourth, or fifth, because it was sent on the sixth or the sixth. That's the one you know, do the parameters to see if that had been done. But these sentence structures are exactly what you see. Am I calling myself an AI expert? No, but I have to tell you, I have to be careful with this. I know of a case where very specifically this information or similar situation is being evaluated and believed to be AI. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Let's see. Let me move on. Once payment is received to the Bitcoin address below, she will be released within 12 hours of deposit. You see, again, that awkwardness. She will be released again in 12 hours. When you normally write, you'd say, hey, listen, when we get the Bitcoin, we'll release her in 12 hours. It's a formal, funky awkwardness that you see with AI. Okay, to a safe drop-off location back in Tucson. Obviously, they are on the outskirts of Tucson. They're not in Tucson. There's something funky going on with them saying back to Tucson. I think totally meaning they're not there and they're going to go back to Tucson, outskirts of Tucson. If payment is not received, but do you see these? If payment, these are these AI funky structures that are not how people write notes. If payment is not received by the last deadline on Monday the 9th, see, again, that AI structure, at 5 p.m., she will be killed. Your mother is aware of this and her life is in your hands. Again, AI, and her life is in your hands. It's so awkward. It's not how people write and communicate. It is in the best interest of everyone to have this completed as soon as possible. AI, in the best interest of everyone? It's normally like, no, it's just a straight demand. Send here, do this. This is so long and awkwardly written. You will not be able to contact me here. From here on out, there will be no negotiation. You know, this is how people write. This is your final warning. This is the final contact. Do not play games. Law enforcement will not be able to help you. And when I saw that, I thought, this is like so TV-esque. You know, It's so contrived. But I believe it's from who took her. I really do. I've said it from the beginning, and I'm not going to catfish on that. Let's look at note two. It's a lot shorter. Okay. Note two. We did not fully grasp the seriousness of her physical condition. This is in a quote. Comma. Sorry. The article is quoting. Sorry. There's no quotations. We did not fully grasp the seriousness of her physical condition. We never intended to hurt her. So wait a minute. I'm just double checking something. Yeah. We, and then general, where you can't tell, like you will not, do not play games instead of with me or with us. Right. So we are, we will not. So it's been, we never intended to hurt her. That was not our mission. She perished AI foreigner, probably prompted. How do I write a nice, apologetic note when I killed somebody in the middle of a kidnapping? She perished shortly after she was taken. We believe it was heart related. She's buried in nature now. Nobody says buried in nature now. Fake meaning fake AI. Nothing you could have done could have changed the outcome. We want your family to know this. You can find peace there. We are truly sorry. I know a lot of people believe these are not real. I believe they are real, meaning whoever is responsible for this did this. That's what I believe. This is not a rando. They're not even asking for money. And whoever took her, I believe, did not understand her physical situation. I think they really wanted money. And I think they might have gotten it if they could have showed her proof of life. And she probably died on the third or fourth. I think she died fairly quickly. I don't think she died after on the second when that note was. I think she died somewhere between, remember, this note was written on the sixth. So the third, fourth, fifth, you know, I don't think Nancy died right away. We obviously know she was alive when she left the house. She was expirating blood on the porch. Okay. There is no doubt she was alive when she left. There is no doubt in my mind she was alive through the second. It was later that she died. And I do think she died. I always like to give out hope. Elizabeth Smart, I'm looking forward to seeing her tonight. And I can't wait to talk to her about this case. I'm hoping she'll be on tonight. If it is, it's going to be a last minute. Elizabeth Smart, nobody thought she was alive. She was gone, I believe, 9 months. She was 14 years old. Who could think, I understand Elizabeth Smart was healthy, but who could think that somebody who could viciously, brutally abuse, take, extract a 14-year-old child from a house would not kill that person so they wouldn't have a witness to their crime, so they could move on to the next without having this baggage, because that's how it would have been seen to them, baggage. The thing is with Elizabeth Smart, she was more important alive to these people because of their abuse to her than she was dead. So they kept her alive. They were willing to risk someday getting caught with her. I think they were probably hoping that she would bond to them in Stockholm Syndrome situation. I can't wait. Tonight at 5 o'clock Mountain is when Elizabeth is speaking. So I can't wait to speak with her personally. And I can't wait to also hear her, because I've never heard her speak in person, like right there. It's always so different. So I'm really excited about tonight. And it's all to say that, and she truly believes people shouldn't write off Nancy. It's not that I've written off Nancy. I just use logic, and it doesn't make sense to me that she would still be alive. Savannah has definitely made her peace with her maker about that. And I just believe this ransom note. I know some people will say, well, Jen, this was always meant to be. In other words, they meant to kill her. And I know there's some stations saying that. I know that. They're saying, you know, they're checking to see, essentially, this is who they believe killed her. They believe that Tommaso set this whole thing up with Annie, that they were tired of caring for her, that they wanted the little bit of money they would get from her. Like, they couldn't just wait. I mean, it wasn't like she was in good health. All the different ways to take somebody. You're going to orchestrate this, get the FBI involved, use ransom notes, hire somebody to be porch guy, send them there on the 11th to do recon. What recon does somebody who Tommaso and Annie are leading and who are controlling, you don't need any. You have them tell you, this is the address, this is the porch, this is the layout, this is her house, this is how many acres, you know, what the land it sits on, this is her pool, you know, abode, this is where everything is. Here's the camera right up here. You do not need an advanced trip on the 11th. Sheriff Nanos all but now is saying is the situation. We've always known that. You don't need advanced recon. You don't need to do ransom notes that are possibly going to be traced. I tell you, they need to be looking for somebody that works in media. I say this because somebody knew they could send those notes to that inbox, all these inboxes, and they would not be traced. You see?
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Somebody who did this knew that about that. That's who I'm going to be concentrating on. Media. You know, there's a terrible, amongst my friends anyway, I mean, you know, people tease. How about Matt Lauer? I don't think that that is at all true. It's an absolute, you know, joke. But listen, this happened right in advance of Savannah Guthrie going to the Olympics, becoming even more famous. And again, I've already said, called myself out. I don't watch the Today Show. I know the Today Show from the past. I loved Katie Couric. I just had more time then. There wasn't social media to follow. You know, I remember having it on. Al Roker, Frank Gumbel, I believe. I remember all of that. But now with social media, I just would never turn on the Today Show and watch it. Plus, I would watch Marky Martin on News Nation. Nothing against the Today Show. I'm just saying me. So I've already called out about not knowing Savannah per se. But you can bet after the Olympics, people who don't watch the Today Show would know her, because the Olympics is viewed by millions and millions across all, you know, you got plumbers, you got lawyers, you got students, you have athletes. Everyone watches the Olympics across all of these different areas. Was it somebody who wanted Savannah to pay? Again, that first note is made out to Savannah. Wanted Savannah to pay. The timing is significant. She canceled her trip. It's all very significant when you really look at it. I never saw her do the Olympics before. If she did, I'm just saying the media thing, and I only say the media thing because of this. I think this was for ransom, first and foremost. I want to be clear on this. This was a money-motivated crime. First and foremost, money motivated, specifically after Nancy Guthrie. and no one else, but money motivated and very possibly not being able to stand Savannah Guthrie in some way. I truly believe this apology letter is an apology letter and everything got screwed up. And I believe the FBI believes that. I want to really quickly go to something everybody is talking about. And by the way, I need to say why I say that. Everybody wants, and I know I say this often, the FBI, please tell us what's going on. Tell us what they think. We can believe the FBI. We cannot believe Sheriff Nanos. They told us when that, gosh, why can't I remember the name of that media outlet? It's not one that I follow. The media outlet that tried to say all of the notes were fake and the Bureau came down on them right here, FBI Phoenix. The Bureau has told us. They've reinforced what we've been saying here for months. This is a kidnap for ransom. This wasn't a staged murder. This what the Bureau's telling you. So even Reuters, that's it. Reuters, I don't follow them. And obviously after this, I really won't be following them. But this is, it's a black and white from the FBI. Black and white. You can see it. Everybody asked for it, and then they got it, and they're like, okay, yeah, I know the FBI says it's a kidnap for ransom, but I think Tommaso did it. So everybody's jumping on the statement. I'm going to do this really quick, and then I have to head to class, but everybody's jumping on the statement that Nano said, and let's be careful with his verbiage here. He said, essentially, everybody is on the table if we have new evidence. That's what he said, if something else comes. He did not say just blankly like he's totally reversing himself. He pretty much totally reversed himself in a way. But he said, no one's, or people are still off the on the table if there's more evidence. Everyone. He's caveating that. But look at the punch of this. We are aware that, no, that's not the one I want. This is what he first said about the doorbell. This is the one I want right here. To be clear, the Guthrie family, to include all siblings and spouses, has been cleared as possible suspects in the case. The family has been nothing but cooperative and gracious and our victims in this case. To suggest otherwise is not only wrong, it is cruel. I just don't want everybody to forget this language. The Guthrie family are victims, plain and simple. Please, I am begging you. The Bureau would never write anything like this, this emotional. But whatever, that's Nanos. I'm begging you, the media, to honor your profession and report with some sense of compassion and professionalism. Never seen a clearer, cleared statement. We saw it all the time in the Idaho case for everybody saying, oh, the Bureau doesn't ever clear. Well, you saw it all the time. You saw it all the time. Of course they clear people. But he did say, if new information comes along, you know, if new information comes along, get this back up, that not everybody, that somebody else could be named, right? That people aren't clear. That's the standard that you say. And I will say this too, one last thing. The reason everybody is so tired of hearing from Nanos is because you can't make a statement like this and then come back and say, if there's new information, that then we are going to, that everybody, that people could be a suspect. You just can't do that. And that's what they did here. That's what he's done here. So his messaging is an absolute train wreck. It is what it is. I'm going with the FBI on this one. I continue to go with what they say and watching their actions, I believe these notes are really from the people who took her and are responsible likely for her death. And I think they did that second note to have what we call, you know, some people call it plausible deniability. That's what we say in the FBI, that they didn't mean to kill her because they're looking down the road. So everyone, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you all. You all are the absolute best. Hopefully tonight, Elizabeth Smart, keep your fingers crossed that after her long plane ride and after speaking, she'll come speak with us. All right. Until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.